Chromed Quartet kicked off its fall 2010 tour at San Francisco's Yerba Buena Arts Center with the world premiere of Iranian composer Sahba Aminikyaz's mournful new piece, Serenadi for Those Who Remain, which chronicles his father's death as well as the Iranians' protest against last summer's contested presidential election. Aminikyaz, a music composition student at San Francisco's Conservatory, was pleasantly shocked to receive his first commission from a major group like Kronos. But the occasion was bittersweet.
Exactly the day after I sent them a copy, he contacted me. And this was exactly when my father had died in Iran in a car accident. I went to Iran, and for 3 months I recorded sounds in every place I went. Not necessarily complex or advanced places, but anywhere, like the bazaar or the street, where if I heard things on the radio which sounded funny to me, I recorded all of these.
David Harrington, Kronos' founder and musical director, says he's always looking for things the audience probably has not heard before.
You know, I'm always looking for the next piece, the next wonderful experience. I want people that write for Kronos to turn the page, to make a work that is new to them, new to us, new to the rest of the world. And for me, Sahba could do that.
During the past 35 years, Kronos has commissioned more than 600 new pieces from such well-known composers as Philip Glass and Terry Riley, but also from many new composers discovered by the ensemble.
These pieces you commission, you get to define them in a way. Is that right?
I like being the first one to hear a new piece of music. I like the challenge, and it's nerve-wracking. You wonder, can I get through it? Can we get through it? What's it going to be? I won't say addicted to this, but maybe it is addiction. You know, there's a high that happens.
In its new concert, Kronos performs a re-staging of George Crumb's iconic Black Angels, an essential piece in the ensemble's history, returning after 35 years.
I don't think there would be a new quartet by Sahba if there wasn't Black Angels. When I first heard it in 1973, it was alarming. It was scary. I had been searching for something for a long time, and I didn't know if it even existed. The composer won't quite go as far as I'm going to go, but it was a response to the Vietnam War. And a week later, I started Kronos. And I think that everything we've done since then is in one way or another related to that experience.
Kronos performs these pieces during its world tour, starting in Basel, Switzerland on November 10, followed by stops in Poland, Germany, France, Portugal, and Canada throughout this winter. Benam Nategi, VOA News.